Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is here, too. Christina is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top online experts that we have in our Brain Trust, especially when it comes to email. She is an email expert. She's including the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. Don't you like that? Thinking Outside the Inbox. Christina Cavanaugh, all the way from Toronto. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure as always.
It's good to have you back. Christina, before we get into the to email, you're a Toronto resident, and as you know, the president and the other G20 folks were up there a few days ago to have a day or two of G20 meetings to talk about different global issues, global governance issues. And I don't think they got a lot accomplished, but one thing that did happen was there were all these protesters that were causing a lot of trouble up there. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Toronto spent almost $1 billion just on security.
Yeah.
And so as a resident of Toronto, how did that hit you? What did you think about all that?
Well, as a resident, we asked the questions, why the particular location downtown? If there could have been a couple of other locations that would have been easier to manage.
They could have gone out on a dude ranch or something, couldn't they?
Yeah. The cost, of course, was, you know, horrendous. I was actually downtown at a baseball game watching against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, and the Blue Jays and the Cardinals?
The Jays and the Cardinals, and the fencing that was up all over the place, the hundreds of security, the hundreds of police cars, flak jackets, all this kind of stuff. Like, the downtown area looked like almost like a bomb shelter. And yet, on Monday after the conference, and there had been rioting and things and police cars being burned. And on Monday, I was downtown again about 3 o'clock, and there was some fencing still up, but you couldn't even tell, really, that anything had happened.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So there was some problems here. I mean, there were sort of a few protesters that were brought in from outside of...
I was going to say, are these protesters homegrown, or are they people that have been... They're just global malcontents that are going around mad at everybody?
Well, they're global malcontents. They're hired people.
Who hires them?
I don't know. I think different sort of small protest groups around. I wouldn't know who, but I do know that a number of the people who were detained, because just a mile down the road was the detention center.
Right.
There were helicopters all around.
Right.
But a number of them just weren't. They weren't from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were from Europe, the U.S., you know,
right.
South America. So. That's all it was. It was just, you know...
Did we ever find out what they were mad at?
I don't think they were mad at anything. I think they just wanted to cause trouble.
So you think what you just described, Christina, is anarchy. These are anarchists.
Yes, you could put that label on it, because they just wanted to make... issue around, a public pulpit, if you will, and then the G20 was certainly public.
So basically, these are people who are avowing this. We don't want to be part of any solution, because we're not proposing any ideas. We just want to be part of the problem.
Yeah, like they're sort of anti-democratic, and if they can pick areas where you've got high media attention and scrutiny, then that's exactly what they're going to do.
Right.
But as far as what was being protested, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not when the riot, sort of the little riot broke out.
Yeah, did anybody have a position that they wanted to take? You know, was there something in particular? I watched as much news coverage as I could of it, and I didn't see that there was anything that one of the leaders could have walked out and said, okay, settle down, guys, what's your beef? I didn't get the idea that there was any would have been any opportunity for any of the 20 leaders to walk out and say, "Hey, okay, let's talk about this."
You're exactly right, Jim. There were selected smaller protests for different things like climate change, you know, and abortion.
Right,
and
right.
That. But the large occurrence on Saturday, the problems there was no reason for the problems. Nobody spoke out and said, "I'm against this and I'm
right.
against that." Nobody, you know, at all. So,
right. Well, exactly, and you know, there are the 20 nations that were represented. There's somebody in those groups that probably support a lot of the things that that some of the protesters might, you know, like climate change, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. It just seems to me that I don't understand what makes someone want to just be destructive and I understand having passion for an idea. I understand that. I understand having enough passion to be able to follow it around the world and to make a point. But I don't get the idea. I don't feel that they made any kind of a point except to say, we're anarchists. We want to upset. You know, we don't want to be part of any kind of a solution. What do you think, Christina?
I totally agree. And, you know, I was thinking about bridging that to email. In the cyber world, these people would be hackers.
Exactly. Well said, Christina. Yeah, they'd be malware developers, wouldn't they?
Yes. Yes, and why do people do that? Not to give to the greater good, but to actually take away from it.
And the truth is, Christina, if not to be too outrageous, but this is a little outrageous, that makes them worse than thieves. Because at least when somebody steals something from you, there's a motive. You know what I mean? They actually want something you have, and they're going to benefit from it. When you do something like this, nobody benefits.
That's right, and it's quite universal as well. So many people are hurt. Many, many people are
exactly.
hurt. Exactly. Yeah.
Not the least of which would be the security folks, the police officers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
my
right.
son is a police officer. My daughter is a nurse. And so at any given, you know, if they were up there, my son would have been on the front line and my daughter would have been in the hospital waiting on the injured.
That's right.
You know, and who knows what could have caused, you know, it brings it home, you know. And so, well said, though, on that. You made, that makes an excellent point about the anarchists being tantamount to essentially the same thing as spammers and the malware developers. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. We're going to talk about what do you do about vacations. What do you do with your technology when you go on vacation? And also, Christina wants to know if we should take a vacation from our technology. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.